This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
Before we get started today, I want to give a congratulations to Cheech Stewart, who runs our thrift stores in Mitchell County. A couple weeks ago, there was a women's conference at Malin Community College called Empower You. And at the end of that, they recognized the Outstanding Woman of the Year and gave her an award, and it was presented to Cheech Stewart for all the hard work and good things that she's done to promote community awareness of sexual assault and domestic violence. And so we want to give Cheech a big pat on the back and say, well done.
Well, I congratulate her, too. And I know you went from almost closing your thrift store to having two stores now, David,
right,
and they're flourishing. So that's, and it's pretty much most of Cheech's effort went into that.
That's right. She's done a good job. Anyway, we want to talk a little bit today about partnerships and volunteers in our community and how essential they are to our programs. People may think that, you know, our small staff do everything, but we really depend a lot on community interactions and partnerships with people in the community to make our programs go, don't we?
We do, because domestic violence and sexual assault problems are the community's issues. They don't belong just to our programs. And it takes a village to raise a child, and it takes a village to get a family out of domestic violence and sexual assault issues.
Right. We have partnerships with various community agencies. That's one way we do it. And this is a way that we maximize our impact on the community at minimal cost because, you know, for example, we're not experts in medical or mental health, for example, and so we depend on other people and refer our people to those agencies to do that.
Right, and they refer to us, and that way no one agency has to reinvent the wheel. And then even between our two agencies, we don't always go after some of the same grant funding. If you have a special program, we utilize it, like your Fresh Start. And if, you know, we expand on something, you know, you utilize
right.
it.
Absolutely. So we have those community partnerships, so we don't want to reinvent the wheel. We also depend on the community at large for things like financial support. That's a biggie because we get very little from our counties because they don't have a very big tax base, so they just can't support our agencies fully, so we have to depend on other sources. So we use grants and we use contributions from individuals and churches. That's a big impact on us in this community or churches.
Yes, it is. And the churches, we have one church who sponsors us just with paper towels, toilet paper, any kind of paper products for women and children and diapers. And they do not realize just how expensive those things are for us. We have another church who sponsors us in other ways, making quilts and feeding folks on Wednesday nights. And not to mention the cash money, checks that are sent to us. And I always want to thank everybody publicly, and sometimes I get behind in writing thank you notes because I try to handwrite them myself as the director. But we could not function without the support of local churches and local individuals who donate to us.
Which brings us to the key element of volunteers, and we always need volunteers to individually or collectively come and help us. And one of the ways that people do that is by dropping off donations to our thrift stores. That's a big help.
Exactly, because the only way that we can sell anything in our thrift stores is if we receive the donated items. We do not buy wholesale and sell retail. We depend on your donations. And so I want to personally thank people for being willing to donate to our stores.
And we can also always use volunteers in our thrift stores because all of the donations that we get are usually in big, you know, plastic bags, and then we have to go through those and sort them out and put them on hangers and that sort of thing. People can help with the sales end of things in the store as well, so we can have lots of needs for people to help in our thrift stores.
Yes, and our store is now required to be open on Saturdays, and because a lot of people do want to bring their household items in on Saturdays, and you want to shop on Saturday. So we are looking now for volunteers to help make that possible. And if you're interested, please call me directly. I'm the Executive Director of Family Violence Coalition. It's 678-3436. and leave me a message if you're interested in doing that, and I'll keep a list and get back with people.
In Mitchell County, you can call us on our 24-hour hotline, 765-4044. And want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
Begins with me and you.